Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There can be no doubt that in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, the elite, the Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, and others funded every left-wing group you can imagine. There's no doubt they pushed for the, quote, social welfare net to get people dependent, to expand their control like we're domesticated animals, pigs at a trough. And there's no doubt that from the big government they've grown, they've now gotten the mechanism to extract the rest of our wealth and to ensure that we don't own any property or have any way of being independent. They've broken up the family with their CIA operative Gloria Steinem, with the CIA's money to set up the leftist women's movement. It's all totally controlled. And I got off into this. Ralph Schoeman has done a lot of good stuff in his life. There's a lot of these well-meaning people in this who go out and fight corruption, fight oppression, do all these good things. And then, Ralph, I think your solution is a bad one in the final equation. I mean, what is the solution to the murder in Palestine, the corruption here, the fact that our government and the corporate interest will probably release some horrible pandemic on us soon? They've already done it in the past. I mean, what's the solution to fight these people?
The mass of our population, particularly the working class, is organized into trade unions as the wages struggle. We need our own political instrument. As the Labor Party slogan says, the bosses have two parties. We need one of our own. The control over the population is in the hands of banking and corporate capital. The state is its instrument, is a captured instrument. What we're seeking to do is to democratize this, to have decisions that affect people's lives under the control of the population. Bureaucracy and centralization have nothing to do with social ownership, nothing to do with the democratic control over decision-making with respect to the economy. The United Nations is nothing but a collection of countries with the same class structure as exists within the United States itself.
Ralph.
In each of these respective societies, Alex, you have a ruling oligarchy wholly dependent upon U.S. capital and its imperial
Ralph,
reach.
Let me ask you a question. Will we be like North Korea and then have the son get the power from his daddy, or maybe when the brother gets sick, the little brother takes over?
Well,
I mean, look at these dirtbag communist countries.
These are not communist governments. The Stalinism you describe has as much in common with socialism as the early Jesus has with the medieval church or the Inquisition. You have to, you know, you are taking an example here of bureaucratic and dictatorial.
Because that's what always happens with a complex system, Ralph.
In fact, the antithesis, what is
that's what's always going to happen, Ralph.
There's nothing always about it.
We're not honeybees. We're not army ants, bro. We don't operate off simple pheromones.
But who's talking about army ants except people who create ideological propaganda for the ruling class? No, that's contempt for ordinary people. That's disdain for people as
Ralph, that's the opposite. I'm saying we're not mindless army ants, and so communism would never work because
well,
we're not a communal.
Communism, in your mind, Alex, is the model of Stalin. It has absolutely nothing in common with social ownership of the means of production or the democratic.
Well, let me ask you a question, Ralph. In your dream system, in your dream system, could
There's
I
no
own
dream system involved?
Could I own? Could I own my own 100 acres and
Alex, the question of ownership has to do with popular ownership and control, democratic ownership and control. It's 1% of the population that owns 95% of the national wealth.
I'll suddenly get some land.
The issue before us, the 9/11 state, that which requires the militarization of the state, that which requires martial law, is that handful of rulers who have the need to dominate and control and exploit the mass of the population. What we're describing and what we ought to be advocating together is democratic control over decision-making in the political life and in the economy of the society, so that decisions as to what is produced are made on the basis of what people need,
not
how people profit.
Ralph, we got to have you back on sometime to debate this. I appreciate you coming on with us. Fire out a website real quick.
Yeah. Let's have people get in touch with www.takingaim.info, www.takingaim.info.
And Ralph, thanks for joining us. We got links to your site up on InfoWars.
All right, Alex. Listen, we got to deal more with the question of what replaces the system in control.
I understand.
It's
each year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in a few minutes, I'm going to start airing the 13 minutes we've got of what Vanity Fair posted of the tapes they got from NORAD, where they're openly talking about, I've never seen this much real-world stuff going on during an exercise. Is this part of the exercise? Because the Pentagon and the CIA were running the drills of flying hijacked jets into all the targets that got hit and more to confuse everybody. And now this is all coming out in the media, but with their big spin on it. I've got to finish up with Ralph Shulman, though. You know, the guy has done a lot of interesting work. He's a bleeding heart. And he just can't get past the fact that everywhere communists are in control. It's hereditary. It's totally thuggish. It's absolute centralization immediately. And the global crime syndicate, the bankers, figured out that there was a new renaissance forming, that there were a lot of people waking up to what the robber barons were doing, who operated it like thugs, like gangsters. It wasn't free market. You know, I mean, all these terms, capitalist, communist, it means nothing. There's command and control, and there's free market, there's freedom. I mean, that's the real spectrum. In fact, if you want to get down to brass tacks, on one end of the spectrum, you have anarchy, and then on the other end of the spectrum, you have total command and control. Well, anarchy is impossible in groups larger than 5 to 10 people. So we want to be in the middle of that spectrum, a constitutional republic with a rule of law that protects the minority, the individual, as well as the majority. And you want a free market. You want private property ownership, because then that forms millions of little bulwarks against centralization. You want two different branches of the legislative branch with two different groups subdivided into that. All these different fractures, all these different facets. Then you have the courts with the state set against the federal. And then you've got the two different parties who then are appointing people to the courts. So they're at odds with each other. Gridlock is good to keep a Napoleon, a Hitler from coming to power, to keep a centralization from taking place, to protect the middle class, and to allow, for the first time in history, not a perfect system, but the best system we've seen, to open things up so that wealth can then be created. I mean, we had huge populations all over the world. You judge a tree by its fruit. How could 4% of the world population have more than half the wealth? Then the elites took over in the last 100 years, and we have seen that what 4% having half has switched. The elite then started taking the wealth from that 4%, that tiny fraction in the U.S. and England and Europe, started taking the wealth from that 4% that had over half the world's wealth, until now the Anglo-American establishment has about 80% of the world's wealth, but almost none of that in the actual aggregate is in the people's hands. And you cannot explain this to these bleeding heart communists. You cannot explain that everywhere there's oppression and stuff going on, they'd send the communists. They'd send the bleeding hearts. They'd send the good salesmen who really believe what they were pushing and saying. That's what evil does. They have people as fronts who don't even know it. Close your mic, guys. Then, hey, guys there at the network, will you close your microphone for me? Thanks a lot. Sorry, I tried to ignore it, but then the talking started up and I couldn't do anything. Sorry. Let me go back now. So, I kind of got distracted there. So this is the point that I'm trying to get at. All right, I've really studied this. I've looked at it. I've read the communist documents. I've read the fascist documents. I've read the founding fathers documents. I've read the Greek philosophers. I have really looked at this, and humans are full of avarice, greed, and lust. All right? And all of us don't have all three of those, but most of us got one or more. All right? I definitely got the lust part going. I don't know about avarice or greed. So the point I'm trying to get at here is that everything is about building impediments to power, to consolidation, so you can then build your own little castle. And he wouldn't answer that question, folks. We've got family property that we've developed, that we've used, that has supported families for generations, I guess 8 generations now. That would all be gone. And you'd have a bunch of little greedy people who never built anything in their lives, a bunch of couch potatoes, running at the head of one of their little commissar controllers. And the bankers are going to do this. Don't worry, it's going to happen. It just won't be called communism. And they'll come and they'll take it, and then our family property will go into the Communal Nature Conservancy or Sierra Club, and they'll build hotels on it where the elite can go enjoy themselves and play 5-star golf. That's how it is in Austin. It always happens. And notice he said, well, Stalin wasn't a communist. Well, Cuba isn't. Well, North Korea isn't. That's right. My point is that stuff only works with army ants and bees. Humans are too smart. Either if people get oppressed in a communist system, the way they fight back in Romania or Russia is you just quit working. You just lay around. You're not going to get anything anyways. You just cannot explain this to people like Ralph Shulman. And you know, to say it is preposterous, to say that it is preposterous that the global financial oligarchy, the crime syndicate, funded fascism, funded communism, funded every movement of consolidation in big government, is a joke. That is stupid. Carol Quigley, top Georgetown theoretician for the New World Order for decades, head of the political science department. His protege was Bill Clinton and many others. He wrote a book, and he said, I've got it here. In fact, I did a reprint in my book, Descent into Tyranny. He said, of course we fund the communists. Of course we fund the capitalists. Of course we fund the fascists. We fund and control everything that centralizes so the Anglo-American roundtable groups can control it. And to think that the British intelligence in the late 1900s wrote the Communist Manifesto and had their British agent, Marx and Engels, go out and push it on a bunch of stupid people, a bunch of poor, downtrodden, ignorant people who'd been in serfdom and slavery in Europe and never been out of it, and a bunch of people were breaking out of it, and the elite was losing their market share from narcotics to textiles to armaments. Factories were popping up. There was new wealth everywhere. National banking organizations wrote memos about it. It's all public. Ripping their hair out because they couldn't get control and communism was a boon. They went to the poor, super blue-collar people, not the middle class, who was in horror of it, and said, we're going to get those bourgeoisie. We're going to get the middle class for you. We're going to... They've been using you. And the big bankers came in, and they killed tens of millions of people, and they kicked the Ukrainians off their farms, and they kicked the poor little Chinese peasants off their farms, and 60 million Chinese died. Their government admits they did it, and they cooked up human beings in giant pots to feed the communist armies while they did it. And you look at the fruit China's bore. New World Order loves them. Factories everywhere. Slave goods. Totally in bed with them. All of our missile secrets. You look at two brothers running Cuba. You look at a scumbag demon dwarf in North Korea who his daddy gave him power. And look at America now. Two cousins, members of the same secret fraternity, skull and bones, run for president out of a pool of 15 people a year out of 30 million people. This is who we get. You look at what's happening here in the United States. You look at how Bush, his daddy was president. Now he is. It's simple. When you go into a tyrannical system, you start getting hereditary leadership. And let me tell you, when you see it, you know you're hitting the bottom, okay? You know you're sinking down the toilet bowl into the sewer system. It's so sick to watch this happen and to know that most of the people who get it and know what's going on only get limited view, limited paradigm awareness, and they're never going to figure it out. They're not going to figure it out. And for the greater good, got to break a few eggs to make an omelet, to build their wonderful system that never materializes, that never delivers. All it delivers is centralization and enslavement and sorrow for the general public and centralization and total power for the elite. And of course, in the communist system, you go fool the blue-collar, low-level workers into joining you to go rob the middle class at the behest of the elite. The elite's always targeting the middle class. The only place historically you'll get any upward mobility, the only place you get true renaissance, and the area that breaks the monopoly of power, and you see then the globalists then work that middle class and go, look at the lower classes. They're coming after you. You better join us, the elite. So the elite then gets the fealty and the support of the middle class, while they meanwhile are controlling the underclass, who they use as an attack dog to threaten and destroy and consolidate the middle class. And this is why the New World Order is in power, because they know how to control both sides of the coin. They know how to control the opposition. They know how to get the job done, and that's what they're doing. And that's why, if they have their way, we'll be 10, 15 years from now in urban super compact cities, as billions are dying worldwide with super engineered plagues, with only the elite having the antidote, and you will be sitting there watching television, watching the hollow scan on the deck of your living room, as your whole family dies and as you prepare to die, and you will remember that I told you and I knew and that I warned you, not because I'm a genius, but because I understand their system and I've studied it. So, guaranteed, I want the police to listen. You are going to die, and your family is going to die. You understand? This elite is going to kill you. It's official. It's declassified. I am going to die. My entire family is going to die. Your family, all of you, almost everyone, 9 out of 10 people listening, you are going to be killed by the government in the next 10 to 15 years, maybe sooner.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that modern technology has devised a barcode that fits inside a tiny microchip that can be placed under the skin of dogs and children to track them everywhere they go? Did you know they're now working on a chip to place under the skin of human beings that'll let you buy and sell in a global economy without cash, coins, and checks? It's the coming 666 system called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your order for a free subscription.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
All right, welcome back. The establishment's in trouble. Their official 9/11 story is imploding. Even Lee Hamilton's in a major news publication today saying that, yeah, a lot of people think the government carried out the attack, quote, think it's an inside job. And so they release, you know, a few hours compared to the hundreds of hours of tapes they've got. But even those tapes they released to Vanity Fair that are on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now are filled with little jewels of how they were running drills that day of the exact same targets at the exact same time being hit by planes, which that's all admitted. But here is NORAD confused by the drills. Here's a clip we played earlier first, and I'll play the parts you haven't heard yet. where they're talking about, boy, this is the most real-world stuff I've ever seen during an exercise. Here it is.
I've never seen so much real-world stuff happen during an exercise.
All right, now we're going to get into the clips we haven't played, and I'm just going to roll a few minutes of the clips, and then I'll comment, then we'll play a few more minutes. Then later, before we end this hour, we'll talk a little bit more about what's happening in Israel and how serious this escalation's gotten, and then we'll take some calls. But go ahead and go back to the clips they haven't heard yet.
Is there any
plane disturbance right there?
What?
No, sir.
What's the 737?
Say what?
Like the World Trade Center.
Who are you talking to? Get pass it to them.
Oh, my God.
311.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Shot on the news. Plane
upstate New York.
Here
again, the census ID.
See if they lost altitude on that plane altogether.
New York. Yes, ma'am. Did you just hear the information regarding the World Trade Center?
No.
Being hit by an aircraft.
I'm sorry.
Being hit by an aircraft.
You're kidding.
It's on the world news.
Okay, now we do. Yes, this is what I got. You hear that input of
possible news that 737 just hit the World Trade Center. This is a real world. And we're trying to confirm this.
Okay,
continue taking the fighters down to the New York City area, JFK area, as best as you can. Make sure that the FAA clears your route all the way through. Just do what we got to do, okay? Just press with us. It looks like somebody... It looks like this guy could have hit the World Trade Center.
Yeah, he crashed into the World Trade Center.
That is the aircraft that crashed into the World Trade Center?
Yep, disregard the tail number.
Disregard the tail number. He did crash into the World Trade Center.
That's what we believe, yes.
Copy that. Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
So, if I can do it here, we need to have, are you giving confirmation that American 11 was the one?
No, we're not going to confirm that at this time. We just don't hear got this crashed in, and,
Can you see, is anyone up there tracking primary on this guy's still?
No, we had, was about 15 miles east of JFK, 8 miles east of JFK was our last primary hit.
All right.
He did slow down in speed.
All right, stop it right there for a moment. Now, they know that these aircraft have been hijacked for an hour, but they decide to not release the tapes up until, you know, right around that point. That's what they're releasing, so we get to hear them talking about launching fighters. Meanwhile, Cheney is in control of those fighters and not letting them have shoot-down powers. We know that. Then it's another, 45 minutes from the first plane hitting until the next one, the third one hits the Pentagon. And then we have Norman Mineta's testimony about the aid, sitting there saying it's 50 miles out, it's 30 miles out, it's 20 miles out, it's 10 miles out. Does that order still stand? Cheney gets mad. Have you heard any orders to the contrary? So again, they claim that these tapes show how NORAD screwed up. NORAD was in the middle of a gigantic drill of the exact same targets getting hit. That's why they keep saying, is this real world? This is real world. Keep rolling.
Yeah, it slowed down below around to 300 knots.
Okay.
But that was the last thing we had on them.
Okay. And then we lost them.
Yeah, and then we lost them.
They have a second possible hijack.
Is this explosion part of that we're looking at now on TV?
Boston
yes.
is now grounding.
Jeez,
all
and it is possible
Boston.
Second hijack also at United
FAA
Airways.
Center.
Where they're working at right now.
Two planes?
He was in Whiskey 105. See, I think this is a damn input.
Second plane's now hit.
Right, the tanker, he's on his way back.
Okay, Foxy. Plug in.
It comes up on three.
How long is
make sure
it works.
Okay, Foxy, this is what I foresee that we probably need to do. We need to talk to FAA. We need to tell them if this stuff's going to keep on going, we need to take those fighters
and put them over Manhattan.
Okay?
Sure.
That's the best thing. That's the best play right now.
Second plane's hit. We're almost an hour and a half into the hijackings, and the fighters, which were 10 miles away, still aren't there. Okay? An hour and a half later. They're not even over New York yet. Does the order still stand, Vice President? Have you heard any orders to the contrary? We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature, products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals, with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's continue with the tapes. See, the establishment has hundreds of hours of these tapes. So they release 30 hours to Vanity Fair, who then releases just 15 minutes or so of the tapes, and they tell you, the Pentagon, people almost got indicted for lying. They said they didn't screw up. This proves they dropped the ball and screwed up. Oh, the conspiracy is exposed. Because they know they can't come out and continually say they did nothing wrong, so they've got to fall back on, okay, we really screwed up that day. Continuing with these just released today tapes from some of the NORAD chatter. Go ahead and roll it.
Which we don't know. Let's get them over Manhattan. At least we got some kind of play. Yeah, he had six. My recommendation, if we have to take anybody out large aircraft, we use AIM-9s in the face.
Well, to get them out of our way.
If an 8B.
And we also put in the request.
Give me a location.
There's six airborne now. That's the ones we
have. Okay. Third aircraft hijack heading towards Washington.
All right, stop it right there. Now the second aircraft has hit the towers. They're calling it a, quote, big explosion. They don't know yet that that's happened. You'll hear them announce it later. They're talking about a third aircraft headed towards Washington. And so this goes on for another 45 minutes or so. I mean, this is just mind-blowing. And then you heard him talk about if we have to shoot down the aircraft, you know, let's use a certain type of munition, quote, in their face. But then when they start giving the request, because this isn't in the tapes, but we know this did happen and it's been in the news, that Dick Cheney gave an order. They won't say what that order is, but clearly that was the stand down order. So let's continue rolling the tape.
No. Okay, American Airlines is still airborne. 11, the first guy, he's heading towards Washington. Okay, I think we need to scramble Langley right now, and I'm gonna take the fighters from Otis and try to chase this guy down if I can find him.
Well, they're probably not swarking anything anyway. I mean, obviously these guys are in the cockpit.
These guys are smart.
Yeah, they knew exactly what they wanted to do.
Hit pause again. These guys are smart. A few months before, as Muhammad Atta was creating as an intelligence operative of this government, his, quote, history as a hijacker, he believed testing defenses. Again, they all do it, the Navy SEALs, the FBI, the BATF. They all practice getting into embassies, getting into airports, getting into government buildings, getting into sports stadiums. You hear about it all the time. They couldn't even get a Cessna off the ground and threw a fit and jumped out of it. But they are conducting these incredible, just unbelievably amazing maneuvers, hitting three out of their four targets. And, of course, what if it their fourth if someone wouldn't have followed orders for a stand down? Somebody didn't follow orders and went ahead and had 93 shot down, which kind of screwed up the official story. Imagine if that plane would have hit the Capitol as it was meant to. We'd be in total martial law right now. Continue rolling the tape.
Have you asked the question what you're going to do if we actually find this guy? Are we going to shoot him down if they got passengers on board? Have they talked about that?
Answer the question.
Well, you guys quick 2 miles moving on the eastern airspace. Now you want to go to Baltimore?
Yes, sir. We're not going to take him in with E-386.
Okay, once he goes to Baltimore, what are we supposed to do?
Notice that one of the controllers at NORAD is saying, have we asked what we're going to do if we actually catch one of these guys? You see, you're just hearing some of the side chatter from lower downs from these different NORAD facilities and FAA facilities back and forth all over the country. They're actually trying to give orders. They're actually trying to get things done, but you notice they haven't gotten orders so they can give orders. So they're saying, has anybody asked what happens if we actually catch these guys? And this is the best stuff the government can release to try to bolster their official story. It actually destroys it. The problem is the general public is so dumbed down, even if they listen to this, they won't know how to interpret it. Or they might hear 5 seconds or 10 seconds on ABC Nightly News, and they'll spin it to their own aim. But notice, has anybody talked to the higher-ups about what we're supposed to do when we actually catch these guys? And the NORAD commanders are saying, well, we need to, you know, go ahead and shoot them down, but we haven't gotten the orders to do that. Keep rolling.
Contact us by now. Auxiliary frequency 234.6. We just need, instead of taking a hand off to us and then us handing them back, just tell center they've got to go to Baltimore.
Stand by. We'll get back to
you. Thanks, Bob. Thank you.
Center, we'll get back to you. Just do it.
Okay.
Just pause again. They're asking for orders to be able to then give orders in the chain of command to shoot the planes down. And they're being told, we'll get back to you by that calm voice. Notice there's some very interesting little military style, very, very calm voices in all of this. And then you can tell the good guys by how freaked out they are and how they want to do something. But there's those nice calm voices just saying, wait, wait, got to get orders from higher up. Because there were hundreds of generals and hundreds of admirals and hundreds of colonels who had the power to shoot those planes down, because it was the default position until June 3rd, a couple months before 9/11, for the first time in NORAD's history, an order from the vice president saying, none of you are allowed to, only I can make that decision. We have that document in my film, Martial Law. It's on my website, direct link to the Pentagon. Please continue.
You're very professional. Okay. All right, let's get right together here.
Washington.
Okay. Let me tell you this. We're also lost American 77.
American
77.
Where was he proposed to head, sir?
Okay. He was going to L.A. also.
He was also LA.
Now,
from where, sir?
I think he was from Boston also.
Boston to L.A.
Now, let me tell you this story here. Indianapolis Center was working this guy.
What guy?
American 77.
Okay.
At flight level 350. However, they lost radar with him. They lost contact with him. They lost everything, and they don't have any idea where he is or what happened.
Patrick ID is coming out. How can I help you?
Latest report. Aircraft VFR 6 miles southeast of the White House.
6 miles southeast of the White House?
Yep. East. He's moving away.
Southeast of the White House?
Aircraft is moving away.
Moving away from the White House?
Yeah.
Okay, but he was a DVFR?
We just also VFR aircraft. We're not sure who it is. If you want to hold on a second.
Okay, Kyle.
All right, hit pause again. So, according to the timeline, here we are another 20 minutes later. And they know that the aircraft's flying right over Washington, and you heard them saying, scramble fighters from Langley that's right there outside Washington, which has a huge intercept squadron right there. These guys wait in the little ready rooms, in the little shacks out there with the televisions on, with the telephones and the radios, drinking coffee. 24 hours a day, folks. I know so many pilots who've been in their Cessnas or in their Pipers who have to fly around a big storm here in Texas where there's all these military bases, it's happened to my dad. I haven't been in the plane with him when it happened, but he's a small aircraft pilot. And, you know, he's trying to fly around a storm, these storms that pop up in Texas in the summer, and radios in and says, listen, I can't go around these storms. There's storms all around me. And they're like, look, we're sorry. You got to land at a smaller airfield. Or go through the storms because you're not going to fly over Fort Hood, or you're not going to fly over the Air Force base up in Fort Worth. You're just not going to do it. And if you do, they launch F-16s, and in minutes they're on your tail. Thousands of these happened in the 2 years before 9/11. Remember Payne Stewart in 2000? But then the Air Force got up and said, we have never in the last year done one intercept. And then we went and typed in the name of the Air Force captain, their head PR guy, who made that statement. And there he was in an AP article a year before 9/11, bragging about how they'd stopped thousands of flights and intercepted them. I mean, it's just incredible lying. Let's go back to the tape.
Okay, copy.
Where was that position? Six southwest, White House deviating away.
Deviating away. You don't have a type aircraft, you don't know who he is.
Nothing. Or in Boston, so I have no clue. Hopefully someone in Washington would have a better information for you.
Okay, Foxy, I got an aircraft 6 miles east of the White House. You just fight as a huge
Fox.
Have a tango. I came from Boston?
Oh, we're good. Turn and burn and crank it up.
My, all right, here we go.
This is what we're going to do here.
East of the White House right now.
A monster, Mother.
Okay.
He's deviating from FAA.
Is that airliner?
No,
run him.
To the White House.
Yeah, we're hearing him loud and clear.
We're going direct DC with my guys.
Okay.
Ma'am, we are going to FBO right now with Quick 2-5. They are going direct to Washington.
Quick 2-5 we're heading up center right now.
Ma'am, we need to have you guided right now. We've got to contact them on 2346.
No help, no. Right here. I got him.
Bravo, zero.
Our related check.
We just lost track. Get a new point on that.
Okay.
Yeah, we just did too.
Hey, okay, hit pause. Did you hear him talk about putting a fighter up now to counter the Flight 93 over Shanksville, Pennsylvania? And then they said, they're on him. We got him. They just shot down the aircraft. And we know the name. We know the name of the pilot from the North Dakota squadron that was based for the drills in Virginia that day. And they talked about putting an AIM-9 up, I'm told, by an Army pilot who we're about to bring on. that is a Sidewinder missile. Do you have Doug there on the line, guys? Okay, well, as soon as you get him, I want to give him a brief comment. This is an Army pilot that Kevin Smith, who works in the office, knows. He's a retired Army pilot, and he works for an airline. That's all we're going to say right there. Doug, we're not going to say much more about who you are, but we know you. You wanted to comment on some of these tapes we're playing briefly?
Yes, Alex. I'm fascinated by the discussion, but just as a point of reference and to add some information to the discussion, every airliner, every commercial airplane has a transponder which has selectable codes. 7700 is known as hijacking. If you select 7700 on your transponder and push the ident button immediately on ATC screens, your individual blip, which is your primary, will be, it's like two little lines, and it'll be filled in between, and that code 7700 will flash. They will know that that plane is immediately hijacked.
Let me ask you a question. They knew the planes were hijacked for an hour and 45 minutes, and then were never able to shoot down one of the first three planes. I mean, how ridiculous is that to you, or do you think that's normal?
Well, I absolutely cannot understand or explain that, Alex. I do know that from the radio conversations, the ATC controllers, they were referring to primary signals or primary blips. That is strictly the skin paint. They're picking off the aluminum, the metal on the airplane. That is not receiving their transponders. So
that's what I said. I mean, we know they turned them off.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I understand that. I don't know. It's unexplainable to me, Alex. I don't know how in the world that they would not know that those planes were any time an unidentified aircraft. If you're flying on an IFR flight plan, you have to have positive voice communication with ATC at least every 15 minutes. And, of course, with the Payne Stewart example and many others, we know that those planes should have been identified as hijacked aircraft.
Well, even if it's not identified, they launch F-16s as soon as you're off course or don't respond.
Exactly, sir. Yes, sir. Exactly.
So the default position, people say, as Bob Bowman said, people say that the government did nothing, so they screwed up. No. If the government would have done nothing but leave the default position in place, all those aircraft would have been shot down. They did do something. They ordered a stand down.
Yes, Alex, that's very unfortunate, but I think that's what many of us are coming to believe.
Well, I mean, you hear the people in NORAD talking to the FAA and others, and they're saying, scramble fighters, and it doesn't happen.
I know. I just heard the reference. It was fascinating, the gentleman talking about, well, let's get those planes over Manhattan right away. It's just, I mean, there's no excuse that they weren't over Manhattan.
Yeah, that's an hour into it. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Call us back tomorrow. Call us back tomorrow, Doug. Pardon me? He's gone. He didn't hear me. He was on a cell phone. Go back to the tape. Here we go.
Hold on. Where's Langley at? Where are the fighters?
Okay. That's a hijack. They think it's possible hijack. South of Cleveland, we have a code on them now. Good. Pick it up. Find it.
Right, we'll pick them up right now.
8-9.
Boeing 767.
Another
one.
It's okay. Here's what we can do. At a minimum, we can keep our guys airborne. I mean, they don't have any guns or missiles or anything on board.
It's
but
the presence, though.
Baltimore is saying something about aircraft over the White House. Any words?
All right, hit pause. Did you notice they were just talking about how they were then getting some type of identification? Then she goes, there's another one. Again, there were blips all over their screens because of the drills and drill blips hitting all the same targets. Can you imagine? Because the government just so happened to have that exact drill. I mean, come on. Keep rolling.
Stand by. Do you copy that, SD? Senator said there's an aircraft over the White House. Any words?
Long alarm should be working. SD, we got an aircraft just boarded over the White House.
Intercept and divert that aircraft away from there.
Quick 2-5, mission is intercept aircraft over White House use FAO for guidance.
Divert the aircraft away from the aircraft. Intercept and divert it.
Quick 2-5, I'll copy.
Copy.
Quick 2-5, divert the aircraft from the White House.
Copy, divert the aircraft.
Well, okay, we got that. Do you hear that? That aircraft over to White House. What's the word?
Going to Pittsburgh.
Intercept and what else?
Over.
Okay. Aircraft over the White House.
We got a United 93 out here. Are you aware of that?
United 93. We've got three more hijacked airborne.
That has a bomb on board.
A bomb on board. And this is confirmed. Do you have a mode 3, sir?
No, we lost this transponder.
We have a bomb on board.
Now, again, earlier you clearly hear him say that they've got it. They've shot down the plane. So this is a bunch of different clips from different feeds. We'll come back, try to play a few more minutes. I'm sorry to all the callers. I just don't have time to go to your calls. I apologize to everybody that's holding, but we'll come back, play a few more minutes of this and comment on it. We're trying to write a big story up on this right now. We're trying to analyze it all as it comes in. Just it never ends around here. And then I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2. But stay with us. A final segment straight ahead. More of this tape.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
My new film, Terror Storm, is out. It is available at Infowars.com. Really, there's no way to hype this properly. It's the best film I've ever made. It's the history of government-sponsored terror, 7-7, 3-11 in Madrid, the latest info on 9-11, the false intelligence on the Iraq war, the lies, MI6 caught carrying out terror attacks over there, Israel attacking the USS Liberty, Hitler, how he staged an attack on his own troops to attack Poland. It is such an important film, Terror Storm. Get it via the Safe Secure Online Video and Bookstore Shopping Cart at InfoWars.com or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. We've got an incredible event coming up in Dallas on the 26th of this month at the Lakewood Theater. If you live anywhere in North Texas or Central Texas, Jim Mars is going to be there. We're also going to show some Bilderberg footage. We're going to have a live band there. It's going to be amazing. And the tickets are going quick. They're available at InfoWars.com, or you can get a ticket by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, or get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv and see all my films online right now. Let's go back to the clips from the NORAD whitewash audio that they're releasing, which itself is incriminating for Inside Job. Here it is.
Give me the whole nine yards. United 93, real quick. I got a bomb.
United what?
United 93, mode 357.
Negative clearance to shoot.
Jamie. 1527, Brian. Foxy.
I'm not really worried about code words.
The code words, that's perishable information. Negative clearance to fire. ID type tail.
Good pause. Rewind that a few seconds. Did you hear him? Negative authorization on being able to fire at the aircraft. Okay. This is unbelievable. We're going to have to analyze these really close. Back that up about 20 seconds if you can. Boy. I'm going to have to really play these tomorrow on the show again and really take time to analyze. I want to do it tonight before tomorrow's live show. Go ahead and roll it again.
United 93, real quick. I got a bomb.
United what?
United 93, mode 315.
Negative clearance to shoot.
Jamie. 1527, Brian. Foxy.
I'm not really worried about code words.
The code words, that's perishable information. Negative clearance to fire. ID type tail.
Okay. Quick 2-6 Hunters, hostile is the suspect aircraft.
Stand by. About 13 miles, Hunters.
Hunters copies 2-2 miles.
15 miles, Hunters.
15 miles, 1-5.
Noise level, please.
It's got to be low. Quick 2-6, when able to see altitude of aircraft.
Did we get a Z-track up for White House?
They're working on it.
Okay.
What's this Bravo 005?
I know.
Hey, what's this Bravo 005?
We're trying to get
them. Okay. All right, folks. We're out of time, and it's just getting to the really amazing part. Did you hear him twice? Negative on authorization to fire? Oh, my gosh. And then earlier we heard him talk about a successful shootdown. Three other planes hijacked. There's another blip. Is this part of the exercise? Man, there's a lot of real activity for an exercise. We need somebody to give us authorization to shoot these down. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless you all.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.